The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, baby, what a week it's been. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hillen. My partner is Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
Happy Friday there, my friend. How are you?
Happy Friday to you. Good, good.
Todd and I have not...
You can tell it's getting to be state fair time because it's warming up.
No kidding. Is it ever? This weather is like unbelievable. And it is the opening of the North Dakota State Fair. One of our topics today, by the way. We're looking forward to talking about that. We're also going to talk to, you know, you're going to be up there, right? Todd will be there Wednesday. When to when at the North Dakota Game and Fish booth? Are you going to be
there? Three till five, kind of my usual thing with Game and Fish, although we'll do it from up there and we'll do it for an extra hour, but the K-Fire Cafe for you K-Fire 550 folks. And, of course, I'll be spending pretty much most of the day up around there, so come by, say hi, bring pie.
Love that. That's such a beautiful.
How shameless, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So
I had the State Fair folks on yesterday afternoon, and they did confirm that they are the ones responsible for it getting warmer because they want to be able to sell more lemonade and ice cream and stuff like that.
I love it. No kidding. Well, I have to tell you that I have to first begin the program today with a whole lot of gratitude about some folks I've had the opportunity to spend the last couple of days with, and that is the good folks of Ken Mayer and Dunn Center and Stanley, North Dakota. You know, that was Stanley was the middle stop on our way from Ken Mayer, Stanley, then up to Dunn Center, and did 3 days worth of shows that were just a blast. But most importantly, really, what I really enjoyed is just meeting so many great listeners. I said I'm going to wear my name tag, which always makes you look a little dorky, you know, but I said, I'll wear it and do me a favor. If you listen to the program and you see me running around, come up and say hi. And I am just blessed to have a whole bushel full of new friends, you know, that I got a chance to meet in all the locations. And so really appreciate that. The North Dakota Petroleum Council did an amazing job with those cook fests. I mean, I tell you what, I can't even begin to tell you, and all of the folks that participate, it really is a neat deal. And I know Tessa Sandstrom over at the Petroleum Council, who works for Ron Nestor, works very hard on that, as does Alexis, and they have a new intern, Christian, who's a really neat story. Actually, he's an intern there that is doing his master's thesis on energy security. And so he's interning with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota native, and he and their whole crew, I mean, there was a bunch of them, I shouldn't start naming names, they really did a neat job. And those are the folks you ought to thank, along with the companies that are there for putting on those things, and they give away tons of free stuff and free food. And the Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley and Julie Fedorchuk, who will join us later in the program, handed out the awards last night, and everybody was smiling ear to ear. And same thing up in Kenmare on Tuesday. Really was a lot of fun. So thanks a bunch for that. Now, normally, Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, on Fridays we do this normal or nuts survey question thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of our plan. I know that. Like family here, so I'm going to just air a little dirty over here. But I'm kind of bored with normal or nuts survey questions. How about you?
Yeah, they kind of run its course. Sure.
And maybe maybe once a month on a Friday we'll do the normal or nuts thing. But it's so we need something else for Friday. And I'm anxious to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 800-228-0550 on any and all topics, and that's always the case. I mean, what Todd and I share with what's on our mind is just some things to kind of get the conversation going. But you're always welcome to call about anything. We need something for Friday that's kind of our thing now for a while. And I can't decide. So I don't know. I was thinking. This goes back to my conversations with folks in Kenmare and Dunn Center over the last couple of days, and Stanley in the middle. If I had a buck, Todd, for every person that's ever come up to me when I've done talk radio over the years. Grand Forks from 1984 to 2001. Fargo from 2001 till 2011-ish, I guess. And then K-Fire over the last, started with the Legislature Today show, I guess, which would have been a couple years ago now, right? Almost. And then the What's on Your Mind program. If I had a buck in all those ports for every listener that ever came up and said, I listen, I like the program, but I don't call, I wouldn't be on the radio right now. I'd be on a beach somewhere sipping, margaritas. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't sound entirely bad, but okay.
Because I'd be a millionaire, yeah, right?
Exactly.
I've heard it a million times. And I bet you hear it, too, about the cafe, right? Do people come up and say that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I listen, but I don't call, right?
Right,
so,
right.
I'm thinking, this is one idea, and you decide. I'll give you an A, B, or C here. Fridays could be like first-timer Friday. So we only take calls from listeners that are calling for the very first time on the program. Or maybe, you know, give them preferential treatment. They go to the front of the line or whatever. So that we sort of encourage folks to say, you know, call it. So it could be first time on Friday. That's A. B, I was thinking maybe like free plug Friday or something. I love the fact that, you know, and this is another thing that kind of has me revved up from the Cook Fest over the last couple of days. North Dakota works. You know, North Dakota is just working like it's incredible. I mean, you look at the generations of ag success we've had in this state, right? You look at the world-class energy, you know, and that started long before even this current oil boom, right, with energy or with coal, rather. And I mean, just so we've got, and now, I don't know if you've seen the Dickinson Press. Is it Dickinson Press today that's talking about the boom lasting until 2100? Yeah, and Lynn Helms talked about this yesterday, and Dickinson Press picked this up. But he's basically saying, you know, the boom goes till 2100. That's just the boom. Then it obviously levels off. That's 76 years from now, right? And I've heard Lynn at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference talk about five generations. Now, wrap your mind around that, Todd. That's your grandkids. Grandkids, what a great, you know, I mean, you can't even fathom it, right? 2100
yeah,
help. 2100 helps me.
Now.
Yeah, 2100 helps me, although I had to do the math on that. I asked somebody, okay, it's 2014, 2100, oh, 76 years. Okay, I get that. The boom's going to last 76 years. This is one of the foremost experts in the industry. And there is so much entrepreneurial genius necessary. And so much economic opportunity in that, and so many people doing that, that, you know, for maybe on Fridays we say, plug what you're doing. Just give us a little, you know, free plug Friday would be option B, okay? And then option C would be maybe both. I don't, you know, I'm thinking, and you don't have to answer now, but I think A, B, or C is something we ought to. One or the other. And Kenny in the Black Hills of South Dakota, listening on K-Fire 550, has a suggestion, too. We're welcome. We're opening it up there. Todd's going to be the final decision maker, Kenny, but go ahead and place your vote.
Put it on
okay,
me.
Okay, I would suggest that we end the week on a positive note. Like, what's the best thing you heard on in North Dakota this past week? Like, when you guys did that deal yesterday over in the oil patch, that was good. End the week on a positive note. That's my idea.
All right, so just feel good Friday. How about that? Feel good Friday.
There you go. Wow. There you go. Outstanding. Thank you.
Hey, Kenny, great suggestion. Are you a first-time caller, by the way, Kenny?
There you go.
All right, turned his radio back up. Ernie and Bismarck, you're listening.
I'm guessing, by the way, the call ended. Yeah, he probably was. Let me turn the radio up so I can hear the call. Yeah.
All right, Ernie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ernie.
Yes, good morning, guys. I got a great segment for you to do.
Okay,
how about that? You got to be kidding me to find out what happens during the week or what's been bugging you all week and to vent off before the weekend.
See, that's kind of the opposite of Kenny's idea. because Kenny wanted us to, you know, sort of be rah-rah, let's feel good. And you're, oh, I get it, though. Maybe Ernie, the idea is vent a little bit. If you vent,
yeah,
then you're going to feel good, right?
Yeah, you'll feel good for the weekend. I mean, give you an example. You got to be kidding me. A guy that takes our right-hand turn from the left-hand side without a signal. You got to be kidding me. or in my profession, the refinery actually giving out diesel that day. You got to be kidding me. You know, stuff like that. And I know now. I feel better now for the weekend.
All right, now give me that. You're on a roll. So give me the hat trick. What's the third? You got to be kidding me, Ernie, for today.
Oh man, I drive for a living. I deliver diesel. You got to be kidding me that the roads are so confined, so tight, and you just want to hit somebody. You got to be kidding me.
All right, you're on a roll, Ernie. Thanks for calling. It's a good suggestion. We'll put it in the hopper, and we want the others as well.
Larry, all right, you guys take care.
You too, Larry and Beulah. When we come back, by the way, you're got to be kidding me. A second plane down over the Ukraine, Malaysian Air.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, you just won a free trip.
It's on Malaysian Air.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Better than the state fair, baby. Oh, baby, it's here. And so is summer, finally. Go figure. Anyway, I have to tell you, if I was headed to the state fair, I'm not so sure I would sign that crazy environmental money grab thing. And I want to talk a little bit about that today, too. Are you kidding me? You want to take how much money and buy land with it? I mean, oh, my gosh. But there's going to be a big push to...
How about you go to the state fair and don't sign anything?
Not a bad idea.
I'm half tempted to make a T-shirt. I'm going to be up there Wednesday. I'm half tempted to make a shirt. Don't ask me. I'm not signing.
And you know
even
what?
Even if somebody agrees with it, it's like, I want to be at the fair. I don't want to get into some, you know, don't ambush me.
We should wear T-shirts that say, don't sign anything. Because then we're being fair. Then we're saying, I don't care if it's an issue I agree with or disagree with. I'm here at the fair. I don't want to sign anything. I don't want to be pestered and have to, you know.
I'm here for bacon, cooking, deep-fried Oreos and Twinkies and, yeah. You know, not to sit and get into some long argument about some cause or to sign a bunch of stuff. I'm here for the fair. The fair used to be about going and not signing a bunch of stuff. Let's get back to
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Calvin Hullett is going to be here, the president of the Bismarck Mandan Chamber of Commerce. He's a member of the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation. They are actually hosting a community forum at the state fair, and I think that's a good idea. Just talk about it, you know, neighbor to neighbor, rather than sign this.
You want to have a forum? Have a forum. Don't ambush me, I guess, is my point. You want to have a thing? Hey, come over to this building or this tent or this place, and we're going to talk about this. You don't want to go? Don't go. That's fine. But if I'm walking along, don't run up to me with your clipboard. Hey, need you to sign this. You know what? I'm at the fair. Knock it off.
I'm with you.
I'll find you.
We'll get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. We have a little dilemma on the program. We need to spice things up on Friday, and we're gonna put Normal or Nuts on the shelf for a while. I had a couple of ideas, and Todd's weighing those. I'm going to decide whether it's A, B, or C, but we're welcoming the listeners' contributions. And so far we have Feel Good Friday, and You Gotta Be Kidding Me. Sean in Bismarck. You're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-055. Where did Larry and Beulah go? Didn't Larry and Beulah want to talk about the Bismarck Police Department? Why would somebody in Beulah?
I was curious, and he was on for a while a few minutes ago, too. So it's like, okay, and he's got something up his sleeve. Go ahead, call back. We're not going to leave you on hold all day.
Now, why would somebody in Beulah be worried about the Bismarck Police Department?
Well, the question right there. That's what makes the call worth taking at the top. But hopefully he'll call back.
Larry, we had you next to go, but you abandoned us. But give us a call. We have lines open right now at 800-228-0550. Julie Fedorchuk, by the way, next hour, Public Service Commission member, talking about pipeline development, pipeline and rail safety, energy reliability, security in light of all these EPA regs. So we're going to talk about that next hour as well. But in the meantime, a lot of time to talk with you at 800-228-0550. Sean Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Good, you.
Here's what I'm thinking for Friday, just in time for election season, too, is every Friday you host a debate between, it can be between political candidates due to the election, but it also can be on issues where you bring in both sides. You moderate the debate along with Todd, but the questions come in unscripted from your listening audience.
I love it. So I don't even ask the questions. In other words, so Todd and I are just going to say, okay, it's your turn. But the questions completely come either by email or call from listeners.
Exactly. You may have to have a couple in your back pocket in case it's slow. But the bottom line, I think, is let the audience ask the questions. That's one of the gripes I have about going to these staged debates is that they may be hosted by somebody, but then they go through the questions and they decide which ones they want to ask.
And they're usually the most boring questions that they end up using. Like, you know.
Yeah, and they're questions that don't really require the candidate to take a firm position.
I like that idea, Sean. That's a good idea. And whether that, you know, whether it's Fridays or any day, but what I like about it is just the routine of it. You know that on this date there's going to be a debate, there's going to be both sides represented, and the questions are going to come from real people.
Exactly.
Yeah. We got to think about a name for that one, but let's put that one in the hopper. Good suggestion, Sean. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Jeannie in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just thinking that a fun thing to do on Friday would be have people call in and just tell you what's going on in their little towns or whatever for the whole weekend. And even for a little basketball tournaments that are coming up and things like that.
That's a really neat idea, too.
That is a neat idea.
What's happening this weekend? We actually started a new segment that we're trying to do at least twice a month called What's in Your Town. We were in Oaks, North Dakota.
Yeah.
Week ago Tuesday, and we're going to be doing that, both east and west, just going to towns that, you know, sometimes you don't hear about. And the F word is banned. We're not going to be in Fargo. We're not going to be in, you know, Grand Forks. We're not going to be in...
Thanks for explaining what you meant by that.
Yeah, okay. Bismarck. Why not?
Oh.
All good towns. I'm not taking away anything from...
Since I checked, it was always banned.
Four important communities. My point is you just hear a lot about them all the time. I'd rather hear about Kenmare and Dunn Center and Oaks and, you know...
That's right.
Kindred and, hey, what's going on in Grafton? You know what I mean? So... it's a good idea, and in addition to doing it a couple times a month on each side of the state, maybe we ought to do a short weekly version of what's going on in your town this weekend. Good idea, Gina. Thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be an either-or thing. I mean, we could do that in addition to one of the other ideas, too. I mean, why not?
Hey, we are here to serve you, the listeners of this program. This, you know, here's how this game works. The more listeners we have, the more job security Todd and I have. So if we aren't...
Here's another way to put it. The more listeners talk, the less Scott and I talk.
And that's the most important thing. Right, exactly. So, anyway,
the best way to shut Scott up is to call.
Precisely, exactly. And I always tell people, look, I've been doing talk radio. I've been on the air on the radio since I was 12 years old. And it's rather embarrassing. We should find the tape sometime. But anyway.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm loving that idea. Let's do that.
I was playing like the Letterman.
Little Scotty Hannon.
On Sunday morning on KDMA Radio in Montevideo, Minnesota. Like the Letterman. And I would play the music and then I'd go, okay, it's time for the Our Savior's Lutheran Church program.
The Big 1460.
It was the Big 1460, just like KLT.
How radio geeky is that of me to have known that fact?
So anyway, and I've been doing talk radio since 1984. That was before talk radio was cool. And I always say, so having done that as long as I've done it, there's no possible way you can offend me. There's nothing you can say that would offend me. So, you know, if you call and say, just shut up, Hannon. I'm so tired of you. I want to just talk and not be interrupted. You will not interrupt.
Because we all tell them that off the air, so why not you tell them on the air? I mean,
exactly. Let's go to Barnes County. Dave, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind, Dave?
I'm certainly glad you're not a mathematician.
What did I do?
86 years to 2100, not 76.
Well, I...
you should
exactly
also be glad
right.
He's not a cashier, because just think of all the wrong change you'd have.
Well, if I got the extra change, that would be okay.
Now, here,
yeah,
here's
but the, it might be the other way, though.
Here's
yeah,
the deal, Dave.
Then I'd notice.
Now you know why I had trouble with five generations. I couldn't even figure out one generation, for crying out loud. And that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's true. I noticed the grandchildren. Where does that take you?
It's exactly. Do the math.
Well, you
on
haven't seen the Hennon family tree, though, so in all fairness.
Speaking of which, our Attorney General Wayne Stengem was on the program yesterday. I saw him in Kenmare, too, and he said, you ought to have your daughter Haley on every Friday. That was great last Friday, so another good idea. We'll continue with more straight ahead. Don't go away, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Top of the hour, we have some breaking news we need to share. President Obama will be delivering a statement on the situation in Ukraine. The Ukraine, by the way, remember that. It's not Ukraine. Very offensive to folks there. In the Ukraine at 10:30 our time today at the White House press briefing room. The White House says his comments obviously come a day after a Malaysian Airlines jet crashed in eastern Ukraine. Preliminary classified U.S. intelligence analysis has concluded that the missile that hit Flight 17 most likely was fired by pro-Russian separatists inside eastern Ukraine, according to a U.S. defense official with direct access to the latest information. Nice to know the president's able to take a break from the fundraising circuit to actually make a statement, by the way. But another idea that just came in by email for our Friday segment is Obama Free Friday. So we've already violated that idea. But I like that idea, actually. But, you know, the guy's been AWOL. He's been AWOL on a – and what do? This is Russia. We got Russia poking us in the eye again. Right here, prime example. I mean, there's some major, major things we need to work through. We'll talk more about that at top of the next hour. Let's get Mark and Williston in here with another Friday idea, and then our friend Calvin Hullett's going to be here to tell us about what's happening at the State Fair. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Todd. Good morning, Scott. As far as Friday, something that would be really relevant to everyone in the region would be focusing a small business. You could call it Free Enterprise Friday, and you know, have different business owners, local business owners, discuss why they're in a particular trade, why they persevere, what inspired them to start the business. And rather than, you know, sometimes the oil company or the oil industry and these big companies get the spotlight, it'd be something that if the business has been around, your listeners would probably know or be aware of the product or the service and be very relevant. The economy is doing very well. And we always hear how small business is the lifeblood of the economy. Well, it'd be a good opportunity for your listeners to learn a lot and also hear their friends and neighbors talk about.
Great idea, Mark. Appreciate it. Listening up there in Williston on KTGO 1090 Radio, our Bakken affiliate there in the middle of that North Dakota miracle. I appreciate it very much. Good suggestion. Somebody else We talked about a version of that earlier, and I don't know if it came from a caller or who it did, but I love the name Free Enterprise Fridays. That's perfect. Thank you
very
much. That
is a good name. That's a great name.
By the way, if you have any others, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. Press 1. Leave your message. If you want us to use it on the air, we will. If you don't, we won't. Just let us know in the message. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message, and press 2 to talk to our next guest, the president of the Bismarck-Mandan Chamber of Commerce, member of North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation, going to tell us about some things they're doing up at the North Dakota State Fair. Our friend Kelvin Hullett is back on the program. Hey, Kelvin, how are you?
Well, good morning, Scott. I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Of course, Mr. Todd Mitchell is here, who you know well as well.
I don't know if he'll admit to it, but he does know me, yeah. he may keep kind of quiet on that fact. That's all right.
No, I admit to nothing.
I've had the occasion to embarrass the heck out of him on the radio a few times, so he may not want to admit to knowing me. I couldn't blame him for that.
Todd dreamed up an idea a little earlier, Calvin. I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier. Do you listen to the show, by the way? Do you hear our program every now and then?
I do listen to the show, but I'm actually in a meeting on the Community Bowl this morning, and so I have to admit I have not been listening this morning.
What was your idea? You're going to hear it for the first time, so we'll get your unvarnished reaction to this idea. Todd and I are thinking of wearing T-shirts at the fair for the entire fair with three words on them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Don't sign anything.
I like it. Those would be great shirts to wear.
Would they?
Yeah, they would. That's a neat idea.
We could have a whole series of them. I'm not signing it or whatever, but yeah.
Leave me alone. Don't pester me to get me to, you know, sign out. Because, I actually brought this up earlier that I said, you know, this group that wants to do this big money grab and go out and buy a bunch of land and all these crazy things with this measure that is on the ballot this November. I normally sway to the side of, you know what, let the people decide, put it on the ballot. But I've seen so many examples of outstate money pouring in after mm-hmm. it's on the ballot and people not having the facts that I'm almost to the point that I'm not going to sign anything that I don't ultimately believe in. No, I decided, let people decide and put it on the ballot, and that's a good place to do it. But I'm not so sure. I'm not signing this one, I'll tell you that. But I think Todd's point might be a better one. Is the fair really the place to have to pester people to sign something? I mean,
and the other point within that, you can have a meeting, get a tent, a building, whatever, get a place, say, hey, we're going to be over here talking about this, we'll come over, but don't ambush me.
Yeah.
You're going to be over in tent B, okay, fine. Well, tent B, it's a good venue to be able to get people who are gathered, that I agree with that. But stop ambushing everybody. Some of us want to come and enjoy the fair, and how enjoyable is it if we're all getting ambushed to sign a bunch of stuff? And you know what? If I don't feel like thinking and just feel like eating deep fried Twinkies, or maybe I just got off a ride and I'm a little nauseous at the moment because I shouldn't have got on there because I'm too doggone old or whatever. Stop ambushing me.
You know, Scott, I think you bring up a very good point, because in the past, to be honest with you, you know, our organization and the organizations involved in the opposition to the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment would probably not have come out as early to talk about the issues that we see with this proposal. You know, we would have waited until it got on the ballot, and then we would have come out with our opposition. But as we looked at this particular issue, you know, there were a couple of things that struck us. I mean, obviously, one is that we think there are some fatal flaws in this measure. Obviously you've heard us talk about the amount of money. We think that that's about $300 million a biennium, and that's based on the current oil production. The proponents of the measure are still using $75 million a year, and they're utilizing revenue projections done by the legislature 2 years ago. So those are obviously very outdated. We obviously have a concern about, you know, how the flexibility is going to work if you put this in the Constitution and you're diverting money off of the legislature's ability to use the money for other things like education and infrastructure and all of those sorts of things. So normally, you know, we would have sat back and just waited. But I think as we looked at this, in addition to our concern about the flaws that we see in the measure, To your point, we really think that the proponents of this measure are going to have a pretty deep pocketbook. And we know that there's no way that those of us in the state can match what is going to be put into the proponent campaign. So we really felt like it was important to come out early, talk to voters about this issue, and really get them to understand the details of the measure so they can make an informed decision about do I want to sign this to put it on the ballot? And if I do put it on the ballot, you know, is it something I would vote for or not? So we're just really trying to get North Dakotans to think about what it is that they put on the ballot. And let me add this one caveat to that, which is, you know, there's been some rumblings about, you know, that we're against democracy and we're not wanting to let people vote on issues and whatnot. You know, it's a two-way street. The proponents have every right to bring this measure forward and to talk about why they think it's the right thing. From our perspective in the coalition that we're in, which is North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation, we have every right to talk to the voters about why we think this is a flawed measure. Democracy works both ways.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I think actually that's why I like Todd's idea. I mean, I started this by saying there's no way I would sign this. There's no way I would sign it. And I explained why, because I think that if it gets on the ballot, a ton of money from outside will pour in. It's like the Religious Freedom Amendment. I mean, that was the most, you know, innocuous, simple thing that simply said, how about a little, you know, I likened it to flood insurance, faith insurance. If, you know, some judge sometime, some way does it, we want to be able to have the protection and make sure this is there. And they twisted that into the most convoluted thing and millions poured in. And I'm like, really? And, you know, and my view was good. This ought to be going on the ballot so people can decide. But then I saw what happened. So I would not sign this for this reason. This is the most misnamed thing on the face of the planet. I mean, listen, they're going to ask people, are you for clean water? Are you for more wildlife? Are you for parks? Oh, sign here. I mean, come on. They may as well say, are you for mom and apple pie?
Yeah. And, you know, and that's as you look at. And you're exactly right. And one thing about North Dakotans, I mean, we're all nice. And so when someone comes with a petition and puts it in front of us and says, gee, would you like to have clean water, wildlife, and parks for your grandkids? You know, we're going to sign it. Even if we don't agree with it sometimes, you know, people will say, oh, well, I don't really like that, but yeah, we should get a chance to vote on it. You know, and I think the our concern with this one has been that, you know, if it, you know, if it does get onto the ballot, it's going to become a really expensive campaign. And, you know, one of the things that I've said is that instead of fighting, you know, over the ballot measure, we should be putting that money into conservation. And so we just want North Dakotans to really stop and think about, this issue before they, decide to sign the petition, which is why at the state fair, we're actually going to be doing a forum on the Dakota Talent Stage, and that's going to be on Tuesday, July 22nd, so next week. And, you know, that's the free venue on the fairgrounds. And some folks from the our coalition, the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation, are going to be there. And we'll have a moderated discussion about this issue. And we had invited the proponents of this measure to come and be part of that discussion because we really – you know, we really wanted to have a discussion about both sides of the issue, but they have declined to participate at this point in time and told us that they really feel like that before they get it on the ballot, it's too early for them to talk about it. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to have our forum, and folks are free to come to that next Tuesday at 2:30 and ask questions. And we'll be there to answer those questions and provide at least our perspective on this important issue.
And by the way, I will be there with my "Don't Sign Anything" T-shirt. And I think I've come up with a subtitle. I've come up with a subtitle for the T-shirt: "Don't Sign Anything." The fair is for food. That's my subtitle. What do you think of the
funnel cakes and cotton candy?
Exactly. Yeah. Don't sign anything. The fair is for funnel cake. You know. I mean, and I think that's consistent. I think that's consistent because that's saying don't sign things that even I agree with. Just leave me alone on signing things. You know. I mean, makes some sense. Calvin, we'll see you there Tuesday at 2:30. And by the way, we have asked the opponents, or rather the proponents, of this Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment to come on the program and defend their position, and they decline every time. That's not the case for North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation. That, to me, speaks volumes. We'll see you at the fair, Calvin. Thanks for the update.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Take care.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
PetroServe USA, when you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Here in part today by our good friends at PetroServe USA. We just came off a grueling road trip. Kenmare on Tuesday, Stanley on Wednesday, and Dunn Center on Thursday. And you take exception with my term grueling road
trip. Yeah, you always have to do the tough stuff there, Scott. Good.
Okay. Anyway, but PetroServe USA fuels us. They are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you can fill up right in the shadow of the Capitol there, right on the corner. And, you know, in a lot of other locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The folks that actually trust the consumer to decide what's the best fuel to put in their rig. I love that. Larry in Beulah's back. And Larry, we can't figure out what a guy in Beulah is worried about the Bismarck police force. So go ahead and tell us. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, good morning. Actually, I'm working over by Beulah, but I live south of Riverdale. And I work in the Bismarck area. And on Wednesday night, I parked a semi with a belly dump on its street. And last night, they are over 24 hours.
Larry, we're losing you there. Must not have the best cell connection up by Beulah.
No wonder he was dropping off earlier.
Hey, Larry, do me this favor. Hang on. Shane's going to talk to you. We'll see if the cell coverage picks up. And in the meantime, we're going to chat with Jennifer at the fair. Jennifer Hubrick is one of the spokespersons for the North Dakota State Fair. Jennifer, are you there?
Thanks for having me this morning.
Of course. Are you fired up for day one of the fair?
You bet we are. We have everybody ready to go, and we're ready to bring the people through the gates.
Do you have a theme for day one of the fair? I know there's usually a theme every day, but is day one just the day one, or is there something special happening?
Our overall theme is Great Big Fun. So I guess you could give Great Big Fun the theme for today, because it will be lots and lots of fun and lots of things going on all over the fairgrounds. But
it's Lady A Day, too, at the fair, right?
It's Lady A Day, and I guess you could call it Kickoff Day. That would be a pretty good theme for it.
Exactly. We gave away a bunch of tickets for the Lady Antebellum concert tonight to folks in Kenmare. I said I'd have them in Dunn Center. A lot of folks asked for them, but I was already out of them because they took them all.
You're too nice a guy, Scott. You just can't say, I'm sorry, I can't give you tickets. I got to save some for Dunn Center.
I should have.
You're just too nice a guy.
And so John Mellencamp tomorrow night, and then Charlie Daniels Band on Sundays, the entertainment. I mean, what an unbelievable lineup of entertainment. But I'm most interested in the food. Are you doing the food contest again this year, Jennifer?
Yes, we love the food here at the North Dakota State Fair. And let me tell you, I was able to get a sneak peek yesterday of one of the Food Frenzy foods, and it was garlic cheese curds. They were absolutely delicious. But we have all sorts of new foods taking place in our Food Frenzy contest this year. Everything from pulled pork nachos to the deep-fried sweet corn bites to a wild rice burger, even an Idaho taco. Just about anything you can think of. And those will be sold all 9 days of the fair, so anybody can purchase and give one of those foods a shot.
Oh, I love that idea, by the way. That's a lot of fun. Go out there.
You know,
find
there's also a food passport. So if you're somebody who really enjoys fair food and you're going to be out on the fairgrounds for lots of days during the fair, or even just a couple, and you're going to try lots of different types of foods, we do have a food passport where if you visit 8 of the 10 stops on that passport and bring it into the State Fair Center, you get a free T-shirt.
Oh, what's not to like about a free T-shirt? Todd, any idea what you could put on a T-shirt to wear around the fair?
Oh, I've had a few ideas, but yeah. I'm so, not here to sign. I'm here to eat. That's what I'll put on my shirt.
So we have the food. We have the great entertainment. We have great big fun. We have, of course, I mean, Lady A, John Mellencamp, Charlie Daniels Band. What a weekend. What else is there?
Well, there's lots of free entertainment taking place. We have an extreme pogo stick stunt team. We have a Wild About Wolves show, a live cow that you can milk and churn butter and ice cream. We also have...
Did I just hear you say that I could go to the fair and I could milk a cow?
You bet you can.
Every day of the fair?
Every day of the fair.
You had me at milk. I am so in. I can't believe it. Tuesday... I just promised Calvin I'd be up there Tuesday for that forum, so maybe I'll do is I'll plan on, before that, doing the cow milking thing. Do you have to, like, sign up, or how does it work?
No, you just come on over. The times are located right on our website, and I believe the first one is at noon, and the last one, I think, is at 8, and it's available 4 times a day. So you head over to Stage 7, which is our new stage right next to Commercial 2, and we're featuring 2 different types of entertainment on that stage. We have the Wild About Wolves show, and the cow town, which is where you can milk the cow, churn the butter, and churn the ice cream. That's also where that cheese curd booth is I was talking about. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on over there. Make sure you check out our new stage.
I don't see any reason to leave stage 7 for the entire time.
I agree. It's a good place to be.
All right, Jennifer, we're going to have you back throughout the fair. It's day one. The big parade's tomorrow. That is the biggest parade in North Dakota all year long. Is that every year, or is that just because Mandan canceled July 4th this year that you get that prize? Or is it always the biggest?
Every year. Every year it is the state parade, the largest parade, and it takes place here right at the North Dakota State Fairgrounds. So we're excited that they're on board with us. And they come, you know, they start on Burdick Expressway, or they start on Broadway, go through Burdick Expressway, and come right on through the fairgrounds. And
thanks, Jennifer. Sounds great. Jennifer Hubrick, go with the North Dakota State Fair. We'll see you there. Todd and I'll be there. And to look forward to meeting lots of great listeners to What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Jennifer. Minnie in Minnesota, we're going to you first when we come back on What's on Your Mind for another Friday Idea. Stay tuned, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.